Welcome to We Could Be Wrong, But Who Cares? This is your host, Christopher Harris, with...
This is Sharon.
Your dude, Mahmood.
This is Sean.
And Mike.
Welcome to tonight's topics. Unfortunately, tonight we are not going to have Mr. X or Anderson. However, everybody else that's going to be joining us tonight will be talking about immigration and its effects in the United States. Chris is with us. Thankfully, his family is doing a little bit better, so he was able to join us this evening. And we'll take it away.
Hey, guys. So I know one of our topics was immigration. I wanted to pop in and talk about this because I have to be completely honest with you. I still don't understand how, and again, this is me being naive, but I don't understand how immigration is still a big topic in our country today. Now, I've been working in the American workforce since the age of 14, since I could get a worker's permit through my high school. And my very first job was, at 14, was working at McDonald's. I had a ton of restrictions. As I grew older in age, I did everything from construction to temp work to janitor. As I entered college, I even worked 3 jobs. And never have I been scared that a illegal immigrant was going to take my job. So when these people say they take our jobs and things like that, I don't seem to understand or get it. Can anyone educate me on this? Because I don't get it.
Not me, because I agree with you, Chris. I don't think they're taking at least my job. I know that. So somebody else.
I've always heard that too, as in a sense that they're taking their jobs. But what jobs were the immigrants primarily taking? Usually they come in with their skills and they take up professions that need them. And if they bring resources. Most are educated, could be doctors, or they provide a working class job that is useful. If that's considered taking their jobs, maybe we should be a little bit more aggressive and competitive to working for a job.
Yeah. Aren't they kind of job? Well, some of the people I see are taking jobs that a lot of people don't want to take, you know, and I'm sorry, give them the credit for doing it. It's hard labor, like our the yard people you see going around. I mean, they do that work and they make a good living, but they work their butts off. And it's just a lot of people aren't willing to do that, in my opinion.
Agriculture. That's a biggie. And they're not, it seems to me they're taking jobs that are available. And as to hitchhike on Sean's idea, and the ones are both you guys, the ones that are available are typically are the ones that other Americans don't want to do.
Okay, so
can I make a comment?
Only if you don't ask.
I won't ask. Okay. I have a comment because this was a topic that me and my friend had discussed in the past. And I guess the issue is, I think a lot of Americans are claiming that immigrants take a lot of our jobs, but his concern was, and his issue with that was the ones getting the visas, the work visas, right? Or being the people who come here with work visas who are offered positions that would otherwise, I guess, Americans would be qualified for. But I told him, well, if a business can get the same services from somebody overseas at a cheaper rate, I guess. I don't know what the difference is in pay. But he was saying that, you know, a lot of the positions are being given to workers from other countries who are here on work visas, when really he felt like it should be offered to Americans. I don't know if that makes any sense. But no, my opinion on that is I don't think that immigrants are stealing anybody's job. I think I agree with some of your comments already that some of the jobs that are being quote unquote taken are jobs that we don't want anyways. I'm a naturalized citizen. So working in the fields, I mean, yeah, I came from, you know, agricultural country, I guess you could say. but I never grew up in that field, right? And I can't stand the heat, so I don't foresee myself working out in the field. So I'm not worried about anyone taking field jobs. As far as low-paying hourly wage, minimum wage jobs, well, I don't think that that's being stolen either, because as an adult who needs to raise, especially where I live, if you need to raise a family and send kids through college, I don't think that you can support a family alone on minimum wage. So I don't know. I disagree with that notion that immigrants are stealing jobs from Americans. I think there are a lot of jobs available for each and every one of us. It just depends on your will and desire to apply and go for that job.
So what seems to be the problem, guys? What is the big deal on immigration and this upcoming election? Why is immigration still a hot topic? If it's, well, go ahead.
Because I still think there's a lot of illegal immigration, and I think a lot of people are kind of gaffing that off. I just heard a statistic. There were 3 million people, I can't remember if it was last quarter, that illegally crossed the border from Canada and the U.S. From Canada and the southern border. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in legal immigration. I think that's the way to do it. I think, and because we all are immigrants here, every single one of us, you know, my ancestors hundreds of years back were not Native Americans, Indians. So I'm an immigrant in reality. All of us are. But so I think there needs to be a way for people to get into this country, but we also just can't open the gates and say, let everyone come in. And I think it's not that way now, but there are a lot coming in my opinion.
Well, let me clarify, Sean, and what you said. You said 3 million have come into the country. That doesn't mean that they stayed. Most of them have been sent back. Just that's a part of the misunderstanding that's driving the issue, Chris, that you're talking about, is we're getting these numbers of the people that are coming in, which means that they've been arrested or they've been, you know, obviously they're being detained. And so they're registering this number, and the numbers are very high, but there are criteria upon which they have to have to stay. So there, that's just one of the misperceptions about the issue. But I there's guess, still a lot coming in. Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, I guess the question is, if that many is getting caught, how many are not getting caught? I mean, I'm a believer in immigration. I just think we need to have regulated immigration like every other country. You know, no one opens their borders and said, everyone come in. No one does that.
Well, actually, right, there's laws. Just... There are laws. There are international laws, you guys, that countries signed that back after World War II that said if someone is not an immigrant, but if someone is looking for asylum, fleeing a bad situation in their home country, you have to at least consider their case and potentially allow them to come into your country. So, and that's all, a lot of countries signed that. So that's not uncommon.
Okay, so we're all agreeing here, but what is the issue? Now, I know that Mike has said in the past, you know, one of the things that really, you know, sort of, you know, bothers him is the fact that we do have illegal immigrants coming in, and then our healthcare system gets burdened because some come in with illnesses, sicknesses, they get put through our medical system, and there's no bills getting paid. There is also welfare that some of them get. They also get assisted programs, and that's starting to take a hit on our tax dollars. Is that the issue that a majority of Americans are feeling is the problem here?
Well, I think there's a misrepresentation on that, though, on illegals receiving aid or benefits. Through the social networks that we have in place, you know, like Cash Aid, TANF, whatever the public refers to it as. As far as I know, when I used to work there, undocumented people do not qualify for Medi-Cal. I'll just talk about Medi-Cal, right? which is the California, it's like Medicaid, right? They don't qualify unless it's for emergency services only, which they have to go to the hospital, right? And if you compare that to American citizens who defraud the system, who have learned how to defraud the system, it needs an overhaul. The welfare system, the immigration, I mean, just like we get new traffic laws every year or every so often, I think all these laws that were that applied back then, back in the day, they also need to be revisited and reviewed to, I don't know, make it, what's the word I'm looking for, apply to the world that we live in now. I'm not saying I agree with illegal immigration, like everybody can just come here illegally, not go through the legal process, because I did, my family did. So I don't know. I don't think it's fair that anyone should blame illegal immigrants or immigrants who are here legally of draining our welfare system, because I don't think that's the case. I mean,
well, here's,
there's a lot of American citizens who defraud the system. Right?
So here's the thing.
I have something to say too, Chris, on that.
Go ahead.
I think the way I see it in the United States, it's not just the sense of the immigrants that are coming in illegally taking money and possible resources, it's resources in general. You know, the a population of the United States is increasing with our natural citizens, either born here or their family members could move in if they were married or whatever. But the immigrants coming in, they take up houses as well and resources. So I feel like with the sense of population increase that we're having, the shared resources is a factor as well. It's not just the illegal immigrants coming in. It's all immigrants with the population and resource scarcity that may be seen. There's a price increase, goods are high, and people are fearful for their jobs and the competition behind it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We just got done. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Because I don't want to sound like a broken record. You go, Mike, say it.
Yeah. Mahmoud, you just, you know, you're going against, you kind of are contradicting what you had said earlier. I thought about, I don't think they're taking jobs. And now you're saying, well, they're putting pressure on this and that, and prices are going high and inflation, you know, I don't know which way are you going here?
I don't think that they're taking jobs, but I'm saying those are perceptions that may be felt.
So yeah. this is the whole thing.
Another thing, the population of America is not going up very high. I think most of our population growth right now is from immigration, not from birth rate. So people do need to understand that's, you know, we do need immigrants. There are a lot of jobs that American citizens will not take. It just kind of looks to me, it boils down to, okay, if you agree, you may say, no, I don't want any more immigrants. We've got plenty. But I do believe if you look at the numbers and jobs and various factors, we do need immigrants. The issue then becomes, okay, so what's a reasonable amount of immigrants to take into our country without having an impact on other parts of our society? And which I think is what you're saying, Mahmoud. That's what I think you're really getting at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're a little bit more articulate in way of saying it.
Oh, well, sorry. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's take this moment to educate some of our listeners that are anti-immigration, and let's try to hit down some of the things. Now, do we all agree that we felt that, one, they're not taking our jobs? Are we all in agreement with that?
Agreed.
Well, and maybe some situations, there will be some situations in which that would be the case, but it doesn't seem to be.
Well, can we think of one situation? Because I would like to hear of one situation. And it doesn't have to be real. It could be hypothetically this and that. You know what I mean?
No, there's a lot of highly educated people coming into the Bay Area
from
other countries taking jobs. But that's because they're better suited for them.
Well, isn't that what we want? We want the best and brightest here, right?
But that goes back to what Karen was mentioning about the conversation with her friend about the visas.
Yeah.
These people are getting visas to come in and work in the United States for 5 years.
Yeah.
Potentially, they could be coming in and taking jobs that citizens might want. So that's a potential there.
But that's through, but like, no, but, you know, I got to be careful of what I'm going to say next. The other side that might be a little bit radical, okay, just like one, like both sides are radical. The fringe group of the other side, they don't complain about the educated, visa carrying immigrants, right? They're all crying about the immigrants on the border of Texas, right, in California, right? I mean, so educated,
it's racial as well. It's racial.
I
mean, as well.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to go there, but it's a possibility. I don't want to say it because that's what they say.
When you have a president or an ex-president that's saying immigrants are spoiling, what was his phrase?
Poisoning the blood of our country.
Poisoning.
He said poisoning. He did.
Poisoning?
Yeah, okay. He said poisoning.
Poisoning the,
yeah,
the blood of our country.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I was in the same feeling. Most people are going, well, wait a minute. The college graduates that are coming in, the people coming from Europe, well, no. Those aren't the ones. We're really worried about our southern border. They're the ones that seem to be contaminating our,
okay,
or poisoning our blood, which would, I'm sorry, that makes it racial.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say it because I don't want someone tuning off because they're like, oh, of course, I'm a fucking racist. Excuse my mouth, people. But, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm a racist. Oh, and they tune off. No, I'm not calling you a racist, but I'm trying to figure out because I need to be educated on this. Okay, I really do. I have to be educated on this.
I think most of the people, Chris, they're not talking about regular immigration. You know, a lot of the what so-called other side, which, again, I see myself in the middle, is they're saying that they don't want open borders of people just flowing through. And I can understand that. I agree with that.
Okay,
I don't want people just flowing through.
But they're not, Sean.
They're not. That's really not the case. They're not, you know, we're not seeing 80,000 a day coming into the country and filtering all over the country.
Well, I agree with you, but that's what the other side thinks.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So,
and I agree. And I think they don't make enough statement like you do, Mike, very articulately, that that's not the case. I mean, when have you heard a commercial or something that said it's not the case that the borders are open and people are flowing through?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the ironies here is when Biden got in office, he canceled a lot of the stricter immigration policies that Trump had put in place. Ironic for me, I actually agreed with those policies, some of those policies.
Well, he's put them back on, right? Most recently?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He put them back into place and gotten major criticism within the Democratic Party.
Okay, so
for being stricter on immigration.
Okay, so that's where I'm missing it. That's where I'm missing the link. What's going on? Because I don't get it. What's happening? Do you understand what I'm saying, or do you not know
when
I'm confused? Then what's happening? Someone fucking tell me, because I don't get it. Because let me tell you, I don't.
Well, there's two.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Two elements to what you're saying. You're talking about the perception on the right, and then you're talking about a more nuanced description or explanation about what is really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Those two aren't necessarily the same thing, Chris, in my thinking.
Okay, so am I looking at this wrong then? Because I'm saying two different things, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So am
I saying this wrong? And because the thing is, I want to understand why the other side does not want immigration or feels like it's a humongous issue that the left is not getting right completely. I need to understand why, because I'm tired of saying you just don't get it. Well, I feel like a little fucking kid. You just don't get it. Am I not old enough to get it? Because I feel pretty goddamn old. So can you please explain it to me? Because I – sorry, you made me laugh. Because I've gone through every – I've been fucking child, you know, 14 years old working to blue collar. I've done it all to now white collar. I don't fucking know how it's affecting me. So please someone educate me, because I don't get it. Because let me tell you, I'm married, right? Before I was married, I loved seeing fresh off the boat women. Mm-mm-mm. I loved it because it was a smorgasbord for me. A majority of my dating were women freshly from new countries.
Talk about losing listeners. Holy cow.
Wow.
That's racist.
Why is that racist? Why is that racist? I'm far from racist. Far from it. Boy, I dated every race out there. Whoa. That's far from racist. I was enjoying it.
What most racists say?
What? What do you want more racists say?
I'm not racist.
I'm not myself.
I date everybody.
I know two white guys. Yeah.
That's right. I've got black friends.
But I just don't get it, and I'm just tired of hearing it, because I mean I was watching I watch a lot of media from all over the place, mainstream, non-mainstream, and a lot of cameras were on the borders, you know, these last 2 weeks, a lot of cameras were on the borders, and I'm like, matter of fact, go ahead,
and we're being flooded. There's a huge surge in people knocking on the door saying, hey, I want to come in.
Okay, come in and do what? Like, I'm like, that's what I want to tell them. You want to come in and make a better life? Okay, well, you're here.
My family, my family is an immigrant to the United States, and gratefully and thankfully that we were able to come into the United States. We had looked at the United States. I'm Palestinian, and I came here in 2004 as a place for us to be able to grow, a place for opportunity. It was the land of the free and home of the brave, and it looked like it had so much opportunity, which it did. It had a healthier economy at the time. It was a safer place, and for young kids to grow up, it was the best place. The education was great, opportunities were high, and luckily we had an aunt here that we were able to come in and have an anchor in Georgia. So the United States was a safe haven, and I think other immigrants are coming here to the United States looking at that too.
Well, I think they're looking at safe haven, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of South American immigrants coming up because of the danger in their country of gangs and kids being killed and people being taken. It's a safety issue. I'm not sure if I wasn't from one of the South American countries with my kids, I wouldn't say screw it. Let's walk up to the U.S.
Okay, so what about other countries? Is there any way for some of these South American countries to go to Canada? Is Canada taking immigrants? Does anyone know?
Yeah, Canada does, but they have Canada seems to be more organized in a lot of ways than America is. They have a little bit more organized system. They have a more organized visa system, I think, in Canada, temporary coming in system, than they do in the United States, and that's part of the problem.
We're not organized? Is that what you're saying?
Well, right. Let me go back a minute. Let me talk about just immigration in and of itself, okay, that I'd like people to understand. It's happening all over the world, okay? You have increased population in most of the world, and especially the underdeveloped country. You have increased population. You have high rates of poverty. You have failed governments, okay? And a failed government could be one that is being challenged legally or by an army and having a war or civil war, or a failed government could be the inflation rate is 160%. And you're poor anyway, so you're barely scraping by and you have no hope or opportunity to move forward or advance. You have corruption, you have violence, you have war zones, and then you have things like droughts that are causing. So all this is like the perfect storm of shit that's going on in the rest of the world. And so the people that are poor and have no hope are going to knocking on the doors, a lot of doors all over the world for an opportunity. Just like Mahmoud said, he made a really good, that's a real good point. That's what they want. They want a chance. Give me a chance. Okay. And then coupled what's going on in America is we have an ineffective or broken immigration system. It's overwhelmed right now.
Become a citizen in the United States as an immigrant. The process takes about 18 months to 2 years.
It takes about 4 years for the average person coming from the South Board. You had a host. If you have a host in America, it's way easier to go through the legal process than it is if you do not have a host.
True.
So that's really important. That's a really important point. Okay. So and it goes back to a couple of different things. They started spending a lot more money on the enforcement and capture at the border, but not on enlarging and improving the immigration process. Okay? The federal government is responsible for making immigration laws, not the states. And they haven't passed the law since what I think 1986 was the last federal immigration law. So you can sit there and bang on Biden and say, oh my God, look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. Trump was in office for 4 years. He didn't get an immigration policy. Obama didn't get an immigration policy. The second Bush didn't get an immigration policy. It's been a long time since we've had an immigration policy. We obviously need one, you know. And the other thing I think that's happened in immigration is the president's, like Biden is dealing with what's going on now. Trump dealt with what was going on right then. But what Trump needed to do and what Obama needed to do was to come up with a long-term policy that's going to be 25, 30 years out. You know what I mean? That's where I think our problem is right now as far as the government is concerned, Chris. That part of it. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Now, the reason why I think it does make sense is I think somewhere along the lines, I think you said it without saying it, and I could be wrong, but who cares? But there's no money to be made.
As far as, I mean, as far as the policies?
Yeah, there's no money to be made.
Well, clearly it's going to be a 2024 issue, election issue, because we're at the point now where everybody's saying, oh my gosh, you know, this is crazy. It's too much. We got to do something to control it, including me. I absolutely, you know,
what's really
one of the things Trump did fairly efficiently was his immigration policies. And one of the things that he did, there were two things he did. Number one, he sent them back to the country of origin, which is okay. But if a lot of those countries of origin in South America said, we don't want you back. So you couldn't come back. That's another complication.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. No, I know, but that's what they said.
What are they going to do? We're going to take them back.
What are they going to do? If they come back, they're going to arrest them.
So what?
Put them in jail, and they don't mess around.
That's not our problem, though, right?
No, it's not. But I'm just saying, where do they go? Okay.
They go back to their country. How about this? Why don't we go and start, you know, remember how Trump said we're going to make Mexico, you know, pay for this wall? Why don't we make those countries pay for their people that's fleeing them, that we have to take them back? Am I crazy? Is this crazy?
Much money as Trump did for the wall.
Yeah. Well, no, but
go ahead.
What do you guys mean? Hold on.
Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah.
No, like I don't understand that comment that you guys made right now, or your hypothesis, I guess.
Okay.
That there's no money to be made, because I thought that was one of the hurdles or challenges that immigrants are coming, like, or having issues with, or, you know, like a hurdle for them to change their status or apply for citizenship. There's money to be made.
Karen, I think it's there's money to be made though. To coyotes bringing you across the border, not to this government. They're not getting their money. You know what I mean? And I'm wondering if that's the issue, you know, because, like, again, you know, Mike made a great point. Mike's like, look, 1986 was the last time there was a real law made, and all these other presidents. Okay, look, 86, that was Reagan. Okay, after Reagan was Bush.
Yeah, that was Reagan.
Okay, right. After Bush was Clinton. Okay, after Clinton was W. Bush. After
so
W.
there
Bush
has been attempts
Obama.
Though, Chris.
Okay, go
right.
ahead.
Right, there have been attempts. Right.
Biden put one in 2021, and Congress didn't accept it.
Biden did. What did Biden do?
Yeah.
What did Biden
he
say?
He put an immigration attempt in. To modernize the immigration system.
Okay.
You know, that basically created roadmaps for citizenship for undocumented, kept families together, promoted immigration and refugee things, you know, tried to get the legal system better. Because right now that's part of it. Our legal system's crap for the immigrants.
And did both...
These ones that are filing for asylum take years.
Did both sides of the aisle say no to Biden, or was it one side?
I don't know. I just know that everyone that's been put forward has been denied.
I wish you knew that, man, because that was going to help me out a lot.
I know some of it.
Okay.
That what happened with so many bills is they tie it to something else.
Okay? What's that called? There's a name for it.
But they, in other words, they tie it.
They paperclip it or ear some shit.
Earmark it. Yeah, they tied it to various other things that the other side couldn't go along with. So they said, no, we're not going to pass your immigration bill because of A, B, and C. And this is very common. Republicans are right on the money there to go, no, I'm not going to accept your bill here because you have other horseshit things attached to it, and we're not going to go for that. The latest horseshit thing that Biden tried to attach to immigration was money for Ukraine and Israel. That's the crap they do, you know, and it's got to be something that both sides have to agree on. Hey, man, this is a national concern now. This is a big issue.
See,
something that's affecting us.
See, and that was the origin of my question.
Well,
what's...
If we want to fix it, that's what we need to do, is make the law that you can't put multiple riders on a bill. It has to be one thing. That's it. That one thing. Done.
I don't think they can. I think that because they don't compromise anymore, Sean, that's the only way they can get anything done.
I know. Okay, isn't that the problem?
Yeah, it is. We'll put in six, you put in seven, and then we'll agree on the original name of the bill, which was infrastructure or something like that, and then all right. These other crap things go through.
Are we all in agreement with still giving financial aid to Ukraine and Israel?
Yes.
To both?
I am more so to Ukraine than I am to Israel.
No. Yeah, more to Ukraine than Israel, but
okay,
yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, more to Ukraine
than
Israel.
And Mahmoud said no. He doesn't.
Said no.
You said that before. Yeah, you've made that.
Yeah, Karen, do you have a horse in this or no?
I don't have an opinion on that, but I did on the other topic that we just left, I guess.
No, we're still on immigration.
I
think my point that I was trying to make after that question is our government is broken, therefore there are no bills or laws to be passed because all they do is vilify immigrants. They fight over this and that, but there's nothing. There's no improvement or there's no progress. There's no move toward progress because all they do is fight and blame immigrants, but there's no solution in sight. So until they fix themselves, we're going to be stuck.
I wanna walk a thin line with you. Okay, are you ready? Okay, I know you're very private about who you are, so I wanna walk a very thin line. You are a naturalized citizen, correct?
Yes, I am.
Did you marry a citizen, or did you marry another naturalized citizen?
Which husband? Just kidding.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you had to. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Married twice.
Way to go, Chris. Way to go.
Well,
nothing wrong with
they're
that.
Both American citizens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how I became a citizen.
Okay.
My dad was our sponsor.
That wasn't where I was going. So are they? Are you, again? You could refuse to answer. Are the was your first or your second husband Caucasian, or are they both Caucasian? I don't know. Did you?
The first one was my same kind. The second one is mixed. Biracial.
Biracial Caucasian with something else.
Uh huh.
You don't have to say the same something else. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason why I asked, I just want to know, you know, if you might have a bias, you know, because a lot of times one thing that I am noticing, especially this election cycle, is a lot of Latin Americans feeling really strongly against immigration. Does everyone feel that what I said is fair, or does anyone disagree?
Sean? I got mine. You got to earn yours.
Which is a Republican value, it seems like, right? I got mine, get yours.
I'm not yelling at Republicans here. Just in general, your notion that, you know, people that are already here that perhaps came through the process are a little more rigid on the people behind them, you know. Okay. With the same going through the same hassles that they had to endure when they became a naturalized citizen at some point.
Does anyone know how many Ukrainians we brought into the country?
I don't.
Sean, do you know?
Let me see if I can find out.
Probably our quota. On most countries, we have a quota.
Okay.
and there's a certain quota that are allowed, and there's a certain quota allowed for green cards. Green cards are very important because once you get a green card, you're allowed to get public assistance and you're allowed to work. Without a green card, technically you can't seek employment in the United States.
So yeah, you can get it by work.
271,000 refugees since the Russian war.
Okay. Do we know how many Palestinians we've brought in?
Let me find out.
Well, it hasn't been
that
long.
Let me look and see.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long yet, but
it hasn't been that long.
What has it been? 3 months?
October, November, December, I guess. It was October 7th, right? That's when the...
Yeah, 3 months, almost four.
I wonder how fast we brought in Ukrainians when Russia came through. It sounds like... Go ahead, Karen.
I want to go back to your question. What was your question to me?
Oh, I just wanted to see...
How am I biased?
If you had a bias or not. See, you know, I just wanted to get in to see, like, if you were married to Caucasians, if you saw it one way, if you were married to another minority, if you saw it a different way. And the reason why I ask that is because people who will listen to this show will try to, you know, make believe a story about you that is not even true. So I wanted to make sure that was all cleared out.
I don't think I have a bias.
You do either. I think you're genuine and you speak from the heart, and I appreciate every word you say. I wanted to make sure that the rest of the audience was clear that there wasn't a bias.
Okay.
Yeah. Did we get those numbers on Palestinians?
Yeah, he's looking for the numbers on Palestinians, yeah.
Because I don't want to...
Yeah, typically most countries... there's a quota on the number that come in, and there's a quota on the amount of green cards. People think that that's a bad policy because, like, for example, India and China, you know, there would be a lot bigger number coming from a large population.
Right.
Whereas Denmark and Sweden get the same lottery number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're saying, wait a minute, that's not right. There's only maybe 1,000 people from Denmark that might want to come in a given year. And 180,000 from India that want to come in,
yeah,
but they all still have the same number, 50,000, you know, kind of thing.
Okay,
so that's one of the issues they say is a problem. Yeah, no, go ahead.
I want to tie in this up a little bit more because I see time is ticking. Do you guys feel that we were pretty okay? There was no number on Palestinians. I'm getting
I can't find anything on it.
It's too soon to have a statistic update. I was looking up too.
Okay, too soon. Okay. So. Okay, that's fair. So now what I'm hearing from this panel is that immigration is not a big deal, or is it a big deal? Because we said a lot of deal. Okay.
It is a big deal.
Why is it a big deal to you, Sean? And then I'll go to Mike.
Because I think we need to have a better immigration policy to allow people to come in correctly to the United States. I believe in immigration, but again, I believe in immigration policy. And I think Mike said it correctly. Our immigration policy is broken.
Okay.
And it needs
to be fixed.
Is it
the Democrats' fault that it's broken?
It's the government's fault.
Mike,
it's broken.
I'm not asking you yet, Mike. Hold on. I'm sorry, bro. I'm trying to get Sean's opinion. Then I promise I'll get to you. What you say, Sean?
I said, no, it's the government's fault it's broken. The Republicans have been in power and the Democrats have been in power and they haven't fixed the system.
Do you know why I'm asking you directly like that, Sean? Do you know why?
Tell me why.
Because a majority of the other side says it's the Democrats' fault that immigration's like this. This is why I asked you directly.
The Republicans were in power when Trump was in president. They had the executive branch, they had the House, and they had the Senate.
Don't tell me.
And they
didn't
fix it.
Tell the audience. Don't tell me.
Well,
I'm telling you that. Don't tell me. Tell the audience. Speak directly to the audience.
Well, audience, when Trump was in power, they had the presidency, they had control of the House, and they had control of the Senate. You know? So if they wanted to fix the immigration policies, they should have. And I'm not blaming, again, I'm not going to blame just Republicans. Democrats have been in power too, and there's not a Democrats, even though they say they don't say they want open borders. They want immigration reform as well. Sorry, I disagree. I agree with that part. So it's both parties that are the problem.
Mike, can you please take up the mantle?
Yeah, just to go back to your quote, it's the majority of Republicans who believe that the Democrats have done everything wrong. That's been part of the problem. You know, why can't some of the Republicans go, well, you know, I think the Republicans kind of screwed that one up. But I guess apparently they're not able to do that. No, I believe in controlled immigration. That's what I believe. Legal, controlled immigration. I believe we need more control than what we currently have. We need more avenues for legal immigration. We need to set reasonable numbers.
More avenues? What do you mean by more avenues?
Well, more pathways for citizenship. That's a better way to say it. We need more efficient pathways for people to be able to become a citizen without having to go through a 4 to 5 year waiting period.
Wait a minute. If I go to a different country and I find a hot Italian and I bring he or she over, can I marry them and have like a 90-day fiance type of thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Of course you can.
And then she
may have to get a
she or he. Let's be woke. Let's be up to date. He or she. Could be a he or she that I find. I'm just saying, Mike.
Yeah, okay. It could be a dog. It could be an
no,
animal.
This is why. See, Mike.
Be that woke.
See,
Mike. Why are you being, yeah, not that woke. Okay.
Yeah, no, we're not condemning you, Chris, of what you like.
But here's the thing, though. See, you took it that far, but a lot of the other side feels that way. Oh, now we're going to be marrying, you know, dogs or bridges or cars. You know what I mean? So that's why when a person says he or she, they really mean he or she, right? Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so exactly.
Being fair,
yeah.
Being fair. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you, please.
And it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether it's a male or a female. Completely irrelevant. That's up to you.
So
because we just, you know, during COVID, I was bothered when we heard over and over and over and over and over again how the poor and the undocumented were being, horribly affected, and look how bad it was, and they couldn't do this. And I understand that, and I agree with that. I accept that, okay? We need to work on that. But we don't work on that by bringing three more of the same kind who are the same economic desperation. We're not going to help ourselves by bringing another 2 or 3 million in. That's why I say we need controlled immigration, okay? A more efficient program of immigration. And then we need to lean on other countries to help us out. For example, President Biden got on the phone and talked to the president of Mexico and said, hey, why don't you help us out stopping some of the people on your side? Why don't you just kind of like, hey, go for it. Take care of business. Hey, you can go. Why don't you stop some? Why don't we enter into some agreements where you have to, if you're going to go through a country, you have to apply for immigration in that country first before you just go through three countries and then knock on our door and go, hey, here I am. Those are some things that we can do to slow down the immigration process and send a clear message at the same time. I'm sorry, you can't just show up and go, here I am. No, you're going to have to go through a process to make it work for everybody.
But Mike, go ahead.
Done.
And I was going to say, I agree with most of what you've said, but as far as I think, I just feel like we don't need more efficient pathways. I think they need to make the pathway, they need to reform it and make it more efficient and also a little bit more stricter on those who come here with a visitor or student visa, because I think we're forgetting when we're talking about immigration or illegal immigrants, we always forget about those who come here on student or work visas who overstay their welcome, who are also, you know, end up sometimes having to use the resources that are reserved for, you know, like public service stuff.
Right.
I think that's my opinion on immigration. I feel like everyone should go through the proper way or the process of applying, going through the same thing. I don't know what my parents have to go through to get us here. I was young. a little. Obviously, I didn't even have to be interviewed to become a citizen because I wasn't of age. I just remember being naturalized. So, but I do know the cost of having to go through the immigration physical, changing your status from a legal permanent resident to whatever. So I think they need to review everything, make it more efficient, make it more affordable, shorten the wait time so that they can get through their backlog. And, you know, because it is just like you guys said, it's overwhelmed with all the illegal border crossers, all the other illegal people who are here who overstay their visas, amongst other things. But I think the negative part is when they talk about illegal immigrants using up all our resources, I think they're focusing on the south of the border immigrants, and they're not talking about all the other types of undocumented people. And I think they need to be fair. And I think that's a misrepresentation of the immigration. That's why I don't think that they'll ever come to an agreement, because they make it so polarized and nobody really understands what's going on. Like, sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, right now, I feel like I'm rambling.
No, you're not.
It's like, yeah. I agree with you. I wish there was a update to the system. But in regards to immigration, it's not only necessary, it's just going to be natural. People are going to come in regardless, because as Mike said earlier, people are migrating to any country. It's going to happen in every country. As long as our system was updated to have a more systematic approach to who's coming in and how they're coming in, it would be more regulated. I would agree with it too, and I would hope for that, because I think it's important and I'm grateful for it. For me to be able to migrate to this country, I was grateful for the opportunity. And I think that's what most immigrants would like, at least just the opportunity. And if it was to have more focus, maybe it doesn't have a lot of light in the government right now because it may not make them enough money, or it's not a big money play. That's why they don't talk about it. But migration and immigration is an important and huge factor for the United States and everybody here living here.
Well said. What happened today in history, Sean?
Oh, crap. I didn't look it up because I wasn't monitoring. I'm sorry. Give me a second. Give me a second.
One job, guy. Okay. One job.
Yeah, I tell you what.
God. Hold on, you guys.
Chris, also.
Yeah.
You failed.
Go ahead, Babu.
We forgot in the beginning, because Mr. X isn't here, we usually do a prayer in the beginning.
Oh, look, Mr. X ain't here, dude, so it's okay. We're going to move on.
I thought about it.
It was Christmas. It's the holidays, too. You know, it's a time to be enjoyed. Appreciate it. What do you mean? Tradition's tradition.
Okay, tradition. Go for it.
All right, thank you. You know, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to join and communicate and love thy brother and thy sister. And thankful for those that listen to us. Please listen with an open opportunity and a heart that wants to improve everybody. Amen.
Okay. We
never did talk about the, you know, when you asked what's the other side really thinking, you know, because I think they really think that the immigrants coming into our country are starting to change and ruin our country.
Yeah, no.
That's the sense I get, that they're not just taking jobs, but they're literally coming in
and poisoning this country.
Poisoning this country, literally coming in and changing our ways, and they don't like it. They don't like it.
Shit. Our ways have been changed since the Beatles came and played on Ed Sullivan, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. There is no, you know, the one cool thing about America that no one really talks about is that America is constantly shifting and changing culturally. That's what makes this country so fucking great. Okay? This country's amazing. I mean, you know, until recently, we were leading in culture. I mean, I have to admit, the Koreans, I mean, this K-pop thing is taking everything up by storm. I'm over it already, you know? Who said woo woo? Who's it to
cream?
Oh man, I am over these guys that look like
BTS.
Girls. Oh my god, they look like pretty girls. I sometimes question my own sexuality when I look at these dudes because
they're handsome.
They look like chicks. Anyways, my point is, it's always changing. And for those who feel like, hey, you know what? Let me take a step back. Okay, it's changing rapidly. But that's not because of the immigrants' fault. That's because of technology's fault. Technology did that shit. Immigrants didn't do that shit. Okay? We have access to anything all over the world within seconds. We have supercomputers in our pockets. Okay? And I'm not talking about a cool sex toy. I'm talking about real supercomputers in our pockets. Where, like, my phone, if I had it with me, I don't carry my phone when I do the show. My phone used to fill up a 5-story building back in the day. Okay? If you want to slow shit down, slow down technology, but guess what? We're not, because it makes us money too. Ooh, I feel like I got on a soapbox. We got on what happened with today's history?
Yeah. Okay. So I got a couple things. I looked up real quick. 1939, there was a magnitude 8 earthquake in Turkey. Wow. Magnitude 8. For those of you.
That's enormous.
1947 was the first telecast of the Howdy Doody show. Howdy. I actually remember the end of seeing that show when I was a little kid, not in 47, but reruns. Yeah. 1939, Radio City Music Hall opened.
Okay.
Famous births. Louis Pasteur was born on this day in 1822. Timothy Chalamet. I'm not sure if you guys know me. He's the Willy Wonka, the new Willy Wonka, which was great if anyone hasn't seen it and they're a Willy Wonka fan.
Yeah.
Was born today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Famous weddings. Henry Fonda was married in 1950 today to his third wife. So, see, he's got you beat, Karen. Don't worry. He married three of them. famous deaths in history. Mm-hmm. Norman Schwarzkopf. I don't know if any guys remember him. 2012. Carrie Fisher died today in 2016.
Yeah. Star Wars.
So that's just a few of the things that happened in history for someone who slacked off like me on his assigned duties.
There we go. You heard it first. We didn't have to throw stones. He dunked himself.
I threw them at myself.
Okay, guys. I hope the audience understands, you know, when you, as, because it's, man, 2024 is just literally a stone's throw away. And I want us to start being educated on what the issues are. I'd like to thank everyone for participating. I would like to thank myself for coming on today.
Oh,
yes, thank you for yourself.
Thank
Jeez.
You. I'd like to thank myself. Very happy
I'm
that
starting
I
starting to miss Mr. X.
and Anderson. Anderson would have said something
Anderson.
To that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well yeah. I can say what
I really
wanted
to talk about the other topic. That's why I came on today.
You know what?
Oh.
That's next week, guys. I mean, next week, Karen. And guys, we're going to have a hot new topic next week. I won't be here next week, but, you know, I can't wait to listen. I'm all ears. You could reach us at mysakeproductions@gmail.com. mysakeproductions@gmail.com. That's mysakeproductions@gmail.com. Slow that down if you can. Rewind it. mysakeproductions, or use your little phone to translator. It'll probably say it. Okay, please email us. I will have poll questions. The poll question says, what is your feeling on immigration? If you write in, guys, I promise we'll read them on air. Thank you very much for listening, and good night. Please say good night, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year. And I can't wait for the new year. Good night.
Take care, guys.